There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night falls in. On a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. Not Resurrect the Democracy, Resurrect the Republic. I'm Eric the Freedom Screamer. I got Texas Lori and Chris in Las Vegas. I'm going to turn it right back over to you guys. Lori, what do you got on your mind now? Oh, by the way, I wanted to remind everybody that Freedom Screaming season opened on March 1st. It lasts for 365. It lasts for 365 days. No permit is required. So roll down the window of your car, go outside, step out into a field, go out in public, and scream freedom as loud as you can. Spread the word, and it's very therapeutic. Chris?
I thought you were going to do Howard Beale. I was mad as hell. I ain't going to take it anymore.
So, Lori, what else have you got on your mind? Have you talked to Tom yet in the last 24 hours?
I talked to Tom last night. He's doing well. He's, he is in prison. He's come to the realization that, and this is kind of talks that Tom and I have, but he's in there to minister to other people around and to teach them some of the 14th Amendment that he knows and to, you know, be strong. And he's a lot stronger there now. So he's kind of, you know, at the point going, there is a reason why he's there. And most of the men that are in understand that they're there for a reason, not only to stand and take the stand that we need to get our country back, but also to stand for some of the beliefs that we have. He's doing well, and he's not getting his meds, but he's doing better. Even though he doesn't have his meds, he's praying a lot, and that is helping him out. That's on our personal side, but I don't mind releasing that out because that is a positive thing for how he's mentally doing, to let people know he is doing okay. I mean, we've got a little bit of time here that we've got to get things ready for his trial, and he knows that, and he knows why I am up here and the lessons that I'm learning, the people that I'm connecting with, and he agrees with that 100%. So hopefully next week I'll be able to get down to where he's at and to help him out a little bit more and to get some more things done for him. But I've gotten some valuable information up here. And he's in agreement with what's going on and what we're doing. So that's kind of where Tom's at right now. And I think all of the prisoners are having, you know, their own little personal trials. I know we heard from Ammon's wife today that when they transported him and Ryan Payne back from Oregon to Nevada, they transferred him and they sat on the tarmac and they wear hospital scrubs. They sat them out on the cold tarmac for, you know, that typical half an hour to an hour. They traveled for 10 to 12 hours and weren't allowed food, water, or a restroom. This is the way our prisoners are treated, and a lot of us are learning how prisoners are treated. And you got to remember, they're not guilty yet. They're still on trial, so you're innocent before you're proven guilty, and this is how men and women are treated in the United States. We have to think seriously how we want to have people treated. U.S. Marshals are not always the nicest people, but I know that the U.S. Marshals where we were here in Oregon turned around and actually became men and women and would smile and stopped being knuckleheads, is the nicest way I can say it, to treating the people as if they're the enemy. They're not our enemy. We pay them to do a job, and we're not their enemy. We're the people. So it got, you know, they pulled their little attitude when they had to, kind of, and we stood up and said, we don't like this, as we should. And I think people around the country need to be more aware of how we treat people that are caught in situations such as these men and women around the country are being treated. It's quite expensive. That's one thing that needs to stop. We have cell phones that you can pay X amount of dollars, and you're not nickel and dimed to death. The days of nickel and diming people for phone calls is over. I understand, and I totally agree with limiting the time people should call out if it's not for their legal purposes. But charging the families as much as they're charging them when they are innocent until proven guilty is just highway robbery, something that should not be done and something we need to fight for legislation for. These families are being nickeled and dimed. Their food is poor, and I mean poor. They're not getting their medical attention. There's quite a few people. I know one of the gentlemen in Nevada, I believe he was a prisoner, I'm not sure, had a seizure yesterday and was taken out of court, and court only lasted about half the day. So when they're not getting the proper care, the proper food, being able to get the restroom, this is something that we need to, within moderation, prisoners are prisoners. I understand that fact as well. We need to make some changes, because we are bankrupting families. When men come out, the first group here in Oregon came out innocent, and all the money they spent was put there that they should be reimbursed, in my opinion. Innocent is innocent, and to nickel and dime them where they're put out on the street and lose their home is uncalled for by the U.S. government. That's another form of tyranny, and I think we as the people have a duty to change that. Right now, the government has the upper hand because we've allowed for the legislation, but we as the people need to go in and change that legislation so that that does not happen. And I think if we hold their feet to the fire and hold them accountable, we might get more speedy trials, because right now it's a money-making machine. Eric?
I would say it's a form of cruel and unusual punishment.
Absolutely, it is by the UN. And we don't like the UN, but if the UN, which I consider my enemy, agrees with me, something's wrong.
Very wrong.
So there's a lot of lessons being learned in this, and I think we need to take them and sit back and look at them objectively, see what we can do to improve it, see what we can do to fight this. That's why everybody up here is calling for cooler heads, to stay calm, look at the situation. We still have the trials going on in Nevada, and everything we do up here and around the country will affect those cases, whether you believe it or not. And we do need to be very conscious of that as well and see what we can do to make changes. Because for things to have to have gone so wrong that these men went into the Malheur Refuge to take a hard stand, as everyone from all sides are calling it, this hard stand that they took, why was it necessary, and why did they do it? What is it that we need to change, and what is it we need to do and fight for to protect our farmers and our people in this country that are good, hardworking men and women who stopped their jobs, stopped their lives, left their children, left their wives, and have been in jail for well over a year and still hold their heads strong and tall and still have the same message, and still the Hammonds have not seen a full pardon from President Trump. That can be done in 5 minutes from now. Not tomorrow, but right now. It can be done. And
why does he not do
that? Exactly. Why can these families not meet with someone on Trump's team? What is going on? And if they are so serious about cleaning things up, these are the things and the signs that the people need that a change has arrived, and all the work they did to get this cleaned up is actually turning this boat. That rudder, or that pen that I call the rudder that the president has, one duty he does have and one authority he does have is to be able to pardon the Hammonds. The convictions are in, they are in jail, and they can be pardoned and released tomorrow, immediately even. So this is something that we need to all be making phone calls as well. If Trump meant business, they would have already been out on the street. And if they are really watching these cases like we are seeing the government is watching these cases, watching is not action. Watching is sitting back and playing games. If you walk the walk and talk the talk, get your pen out and release the Hammonds. The other ones aren't sentenced yet. The few that are, you can pardon them. Enough said on that subject.
No, it's never enough said on that. They need to have a special commission set up. I mean, why are we making the Department of Homeland Gestapo bigger and the CIA bigger and the military-industrial complex bigger and the drug war bigger? Why not a little special, oh, we got a federal task force releasing more federal police on the streets as if we need that nightmare. How about a special commission on patriot persecution and freeing all these people? Go through the courts with a giant axe and chop out every case that's frivolous and bogus and like Tom's case and all these cases that just got found guilty and the Amish guy who's selling the hand cream, he's looking at 60 years. I mean, why are we prosecuting that case? Why does the Justice Department, they need to go through and have a special team set up and go through every circuit and every district, pick out the most egregious cases first, drop them all, and then work your way down the list. No victim, no crime. It's absurd, and you're right, they could do this tomorrow. Why are these people languishing in prison while Donald Trump's out golfing and having a pina colada down at Key Largo and acting like he's got it rough? You know, who's got it rough is the guy in the cage, Tom LaCabarra, and the Hammonds, and these people are guilty of nothing. These aren't pirates and killers and murderers like the corporate government is. These people are just people who are the real patriots, and not a word about it from any of the other outfits. You know, everybody's talking about, you know, bitching about Obama's, you know, bunker down the road from, what a distraction. Chris?
I missed that last part you said there.
Well, you know, it seems to be the biggest focus in the Patriot, many Patriot news organizations is, you know, look out for Soros and Obama coming back to try to go after Trump. That's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about, because Trump will have the people behind him if he does the right thing. And part of doing the right thing is going through the injustice department. There's no justice department. There's an injustice department, and that's what it is. And let's call it really like it is. And they need to go through and drop all these cases where there's no victim, there's no crime. You got to get it through their heads. I don't like Trump running around. Why is he not? These are, like Lori said, it could take 5 seconds for him to pick up the phone and say, going to pardon these couple of dozen people immediately because these are egregious cases, and then go out from there and have the Justice Department go through all these cases and drop them. If it's patriot persecution and it's clearly that with Tom's case, one of our callers made the case great before. He's not being held because he's a criminal. He's being held because of his political beliefs. This is just like China or the Soviet Union. Anybody who goes out and fries hot dogs and goes to the fireworks on 4th of July is a fool. We're so far gone, it's pathetic. We should be mourning the loss of this republic on the 4th of July. And I'm not trying to be negative, but let's be realistic, or it's just complete slavery from there. Go ahead.
And Joe Robertson should be free now with the water executive order that he signed. Why is Joe Robertson not out? Why are these people not out? We're making enough noise. We are seriously making enough noise that these people should be walking the streets free pardon 100% with these federal agencies no longer harassing them, and with all their rights and unalienable rights to take care of their lands restored, including the grazing rights, including their water rights, including their ability to build a farm, a pond on their own farm. These things can be taken care of in a heartbeat.
Yep, and I think the attitude of running the country like a business is absurd. It's why you're seeing what the prison building industry is a huge business. Very profitable. Many of the stocks are doing really well. Stock market's going through the roof. Right. And all the prison building and military supply companies that are making profit on the tyranny, how are you gonna expect that to stop with the attitude that we need to run government like a business? Well, in that case, more prisons, more witches court, more Nazi enforcement henchmen and henchwomen. Come on, rock on, let's go. More Judge Coffins and Vicar Barbarian and all these bizarre tyrants with bizarre names that are usually part of the Freemasonic lodges. And I just read you the list before. It was unbelievable. Most of the big actors in Hollywood are members of this Masonic guild. And that's how they get in their positions. If you're not part of the club, you don't get in. That's why so many of them, people can't figure out, well, you think everybody's a Freemason, huh? You just think everybody's a... No. Look around. They're admitting they are. And you don't get in that position of power unless you run with that club or one of the auxiliary clubs. And I'll go start naming those later. Go ahead, Lori.
We need to flip the switch on them. They can't join our club. You know, it's time to have our own little club and say, you can't join it. You can't come in. If you're going to be part of the problem and not part of the solution, you're not going to educate yourself to what's going on. We're going to start and be prosperous on our own. That's one of the things. Sorry. That's one of the things.
That's why we're always harping on the self-governing county.
Self-governing county, also self-reliance. It's getting to be springtime. Start planting your garden. Start going out and teaching your children the truth. Go hand out the constitutions. Heck, hand out Bibles, for goodness sake. That's part of the law. Go read your Bible and learn what the law is. And I'm not talking about in a faithful religious way. I'm saying compare it to the law. Go out and read that constitution and do a background on why it's important and how it protects you. Go out and talk to the college students that really drive you nuts. Sit down with them. See if you can have a conversation with them. Not a lot of people think to go out to the colleges and to circumvent some of this nonsense that's being put in their heads. If you go out to a bar, stop going to your neighborhood bar and start going to the college bar and hit them where it hurts, because that's what they've done to us. And, you know, be creative, because we are at a point now where we can turn this ship around. But if there's a big wave that comes and switches it the other way, you know, we're lost. We've got a window of opportunity. It may have been a down day today, but look at it like Jason Patrick said. We can still fight. It's not over. We've got appeals to go through. We can keep informing people. The more people we inform, the better off the country is. And let me tell you, at Patriot Corner up here in Oregon, and I'm sure down in Nevada they're doing the same thing, many people stop by. They hand out the constitutions. They talk to them about jury nullification. They tell them about the other cases around the country, about the farmers' plight in the country. And a lot of people, in fact, I myself sat and talked to a gentleman who's going to college for regional planning. He had never heard of Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030, and told him, you know, there's some good things of what they're doing, but here's what the plan is behind it and what regional government, which is not in the Constitution, why it's a bad thing, and why don't you go look into it? So when you're able to just literally have a conversation, you get to open people's eyes to what they don't see and how they may be manipulated to where when they have children and they own their own home, how they may be treated like those of us that are a little bit older are. And it's been a strange experience, but it's one that was well worth it. Eric?
Yep, and you're handling it so well. like to join us, please call 800-313-9443. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Chris, any comments for us?
Well, I was just listening to you, and you're exactly right. This situation in America, when you look at Trump, Dale Horton School of Business, he comes from a business background. He's used to taking over buildings, opening up new buildings. And usually when you go into a corporate takeover, the first thing you do is you replace all the heads that are in charge of all the offices so you have your own people in control that you know you can trust and rely on and depend upon expectable results. You have an idea of what they're going to do, how they're going to perform, what policies are going to be holding up, implementing, or not enforcing. And this is what I think you're seeing some elements of, although there are other elements. This is such a dichotomy. He does some really great things in the public face and eye, but there's some really, really treacherous things going on beneath the fabric of what you see on the surface, the gloss. And when you look at Trump, you have to look who's around Trump. And that's the really dangerous part that I see. This sending, what was it, 2,500 or 5,000 troops to Syria yesterday or today? That's highly dangerous. That's provocative. Syria is not attacking anybody. I mean, this is blame the victim. You get the same thing going on here in America where they're attacking, supposedly attacking these so-called Jewish synagogues and stuff. And you know who's doing it. It's the Zionists themselves. They're sending their own people out to do the attacks so they can frame the blame, stir up the public sentiment, so they can try to get legislation that will protect them and give them special privileges over the rest of us to divide and conquer and to make the rest of us subservient to that group. It's insane.
It is. I heard the brainwashing campaign. It's funny you brought that up. I had forgotten about that. I was listening to the one of the happened to since. I was in a car with somebody, and they had the radio on, FM, local rock, and kind of the 70s rock and roll station, the oldies, a little bit oldies. And when the news break came on, all it was police state this, police that, and the witches court this, and the cops did that, and so-and-so was arrested for this. Oh, and then the anti-Semitism and all these attacks against the poor Jewish people. I mean, you could just tell. It just reeked of intelligence agency, corporate media, brainwashing. I mean, that was the only news they could come up with was a bunch of local police state stuff to keep people scared and keep people down. And then, oh, by the way, we got all this anti-Semitism going on, and most of it's staged anyway. And if it's real, I'm against it. I don't want to persecute anybody. I don't feel we need to be giving money to these other nations. But, hey, practice whatever religion you want. I'm not taking anybody's right or going to violate it. But I don't expect them through, like, AIPAC and all these highly, I mean, beyond influential. They're dominant and controlling over our congressmen. There was one Congress session where 70 or 80 of them got on a plane and flew off to Israel right as soon as Congress closed. They didn't go home to their local constituency. They flew off to get their marching orders. And when, now that they're owned, I mean, they're not working for the people anymore. We know who their financial masters are. And and they do it through Israel. So if anybody complains, oh, you must be anti-Semitic. Oh, you must hate the Jews. Oh, you must. I don't hate anybody except the tyrant and tyrants and the thugs that are doing things like they're doing to Tom and like they did to these. And those marshals all dressed up in their military gear, ready to bang heads. They ought to be arrested. And they need to be put in prison. It goes to show you how the Nazi mentality permeates through the ages. It permeates through all different societies, including and especially ours.
You're right. We are in the age of escalating violence. We're near the revelations of the Bible. We're finding everything is flipped. What's black is white and white is black. What's normal and reasonable is out of style, and all that's coming into style is this demonic depravity of the bloodlust cults of cannibalism and depravity. It's just, it's beyond insane.
It is. Just peruse through, I don't watch TV myself, but I was bouncing through some YouTube videos just trying to gather information and get some stuff that was solid and reliable. Somehow, you know, they kind of, it comes up with a bunch of, I got clicked over to something that had to do with the mainstream, came out of the mainstream TV. I forget what it was. It was one of those talent shows where people are auditioning, trying to make themselves a name, and there's the panel there, and I think Howard Stern was on it and some other, and it was completely and totally satanic. I mean, the guy had a makeup on that made him look satanic, and he called himself psycho and all this other stuff. I mean, it was just so overt. It's just absolutely in your face. There's no questioning it anymore. And it goes to the highest levels. People need to understand. It goes very, 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 very high. I mean, right all the way to the top. And along the way, it's the layers of, you know, I'm firmly convinced that in many counties, you know, it's the whole entire kind of the whole thing they have set up, the whole layers of tyranny and the whole system is set up as a pedophile protection network. Everything's intended to either protect the pedophile or draw people's attention from exposing them. And, you know, who's behind it all the time? The witches' court, bound together by the Masonic lodges. And I had a former Mason tell me that. He said, you know, these courts are controlled by the Masonic lodges, you know. He said, I left. He was having nightmares. And he left the Masons and became a Christian, you know, and basically got out of the whole thing. There's a lot of people who kind of split. I've talked to several people who left, and they have all kinds of bizarre things that they tell you. You can't leave, or we're going to kill you, and this and that. It's really sad. And seeing that many powerful and wealthy and influential people that are part of that one cult is very, once again, it's got to be one of the disqualifiers. Any contact with the Freemasons or any contact with the bar, it's got to be a disqualifier from any kind of public service. That's just got to be a very basic, fundamental, right from the beginning. The Masons or any one of their organizations, if you ever wore the black robe of the witch, you're out. You're not going to be anything. And that's why I'm reluctant on Sessions. He was a federal witch for years and a federal prosecutor. So he not only did the communist societies as a victim thing, as a prosecutor, exactly the type of stuff you're seeing in Oregon, Sessions did that for years. He didn't refuse to prosecute cases where there was no victim. He went right forward with that. That's why I'm very leery and very sketchy about accepting, you know, I don't know what to believe. I don't see a good track record coming from, like the caller said, a lot of these people surrounding, or Chris was just saying, the people who are surrounding Trump could be the best guy in the world. But if the people surrounding him are evil, have done really evil things that have destroyed the freedom and, you know, sovereignty of the individual in this country, not the freedom and sovereignty of the country, the freedom and sovereignty of the individual that makes up the country. That's why, once again, we're a republic. It's about the individual. It's not about the collective. It's not about what society could suffer because of this person might do this or that in the future because he was nearby something, and we're going to call it constructive possession. It's just a giant lie. And beware, always hang on to the language, folks. We'll talk about that. Don't give the enemy the language. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. There's no law enforcement in a free republic, only peace officers. Society cannot be a victim, no crime. We'll talk more about this after the break on Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Lori and Chris. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, muchachos. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. I'm with Lori. I'm with Chris. And we're talking it over tonight. We're wondering a little bit why it's taken so long for the word to get down from the new commander-in-chief to the federal prosecutors on the West Coast that we're not persecuting patriots anymore, period. And he, real simple. Who do we got on the line? Chris in the Ozarks. Okay, come on in, Chris. What's happening down there in the Ozarks?
Yeah, this is Fritz again. How y'all?
Oh, Fritz, yep, how are you?
Good. Hey, I want to say thank you to Fred in Iowa for all his kind words last week.
Yes, me too.
I want to tell you a story. I don't know how old you are, Eric. I'm a little older than you, probably. You know, we used to have a thing called conscientious objectors.
Yes, I was like an older boy or a young teenager at that time. I remember wondering if I was going to have to go up to Vietnam or not, watching the ABC News and all the guys in the trenches when they had real reporting, at least. I know the war was a scam like all of them, but at least we got reports. And I remember the conscientious objectors and the draft card burning and the people fleeing to Canada and all that type of stuff.
Right.
And, people just have to say no. I mean, that was not a legitimate waste of our precious blood and our precious resources. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I had a very low draft number, a number, you know, during that when we had the lottery. And I had one friend shoot himself in the foot so he wouldn't have to go. But I went to the can. I went to the can instead. And in the can, I had a friend who cut two. He cut two toes off with an axe so he wouldn't have to go to Vietnam.
Oh,
and but so this is it. We're in 1974, and Nixon had just left office, and he was replaced by Gerald Ford. And there were a lot of draft resistors, conscientious objectors, and of course it was very hard to get the conscientious objector designation from the government, so they just throw you in there and say, well, you're not a conscientious objector, and throw you in the in can anyway. There was a man named Steve. You got a pencil, Eric?
Yes, I believe I do have one here, yep.
Stephen Bezich, S-T-E-V-E-N. B-E-Z-I-C-H, or B-E-S-I-C-H, out of Chicago. And he was a true pacifist, conscientious objector. And he was in prison in El Reno, Oklahoma, because he didn't want to kill people. And then Ford came in, and Ford was trying to make peace with everybody, you know, after the Nixon scandal. And so not long after he came in, he released all the draft dodgers out of prison. But he didn't pardon them. He didn't pardon them. He just released them out on probation, or not probation, parole. They were going to be required to, they were going to be required to, you know, report into the parole officer every month and all that stuff.
Yep, and probably wouldn't be able to own it. Probably wouldn't be able to have a firearm anymore. Yep, no, I know that's the scam. I remember that.
Okay, so Stephen Bezich, you know what he did? He said, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going out conditionally. I'm only going to leave this prison unconditionally, and I will not leave. And it was a national story, so you can Google that. Stephen Bezich, who stuck to his guns and stood up to the whole Department of Justice over this, and remained in prison when all the other draft dodgers and conscientious objectors were let go. He remained in prison until the story, and then the story, you know, kind of, it went away. It settled down after a while. It wasn't in the news cycle anymore. And then they quietly let Steve Bezich out of prison unconditionally, with no requirements to report, no duty, and so on and so forth. So here's a guy who stuck to his guns, okay, and I really, you know, I was honored to know this guy, who stuck to his guns, and he won in the end, and, you know, because he was right.
Yep.
So that's a good lesson for everybody.
It is, and it's why we have to all stand together. We can't let any of these kids, they're happening, so many of them, that it's the Patriot movement is spread thin. But, you know, people have to at least focus on the cases in their community. There's cases like this you just described in almost every county and definitely in every state. Just about in every county you're going to find cases like this. Focus in on them and don't let them happen, because if it happens to someone like him, it can happen to us. He had every right to insist that he be released unconditionally. If everybody would have done that, they would have had to let them all out unconditionally, except that people get scared and they want to take the deal. And, you know, I can understand. I can, you know, I don't blame people for, you know, try not to take the plea if you can help it, but I leave it up to the people. It's not up to me to judge their decision whether they want to take the plea or not. I can understand people that do. I can understand people that don't. I will help people in either way, because it really is their decision. You know, I can't speak for what, you know, they may have kids to feed or, you know, whatever, and just have to make difficult decisions, and we all have to do that to live to fight another day sometimes, and it's not the easiest thing to do, but you give a little so you don't break, and then you get your satisfaction later. And things will ultimately get better in the end, but it's going to be a long uphill battle. I mean, look at there. If Trump's really trying to clean out these federal prosecutors, that's the most important thing he can do. We can't. It really doesn't matter what we do overseas. It matters first what we do on our home front.
And I hate the word homeland or fatherland or motherland. It just reeks of Nazi Germany. But yeah, you'd understand our communities, so to speak, our individual sovereign communities, our self-governing counties and regions that make up their own mind, that are immune from federal tyranny, trying to convince the goons, the goon squad, you know, what freedom is. It's like, I mean, how stupid can they be? They're living. They want their freedom to do everything and anything they want to do, but nobody else outside their little clique or their gang or their clan. So this is why, you know, you can't let these police agencies pop up. The federal agencies should be getting smaller. The Department of Homeland Gestapo should be getting smaller. The state police agencies all should go away. What's wrong with the local sheriff's department? They're pretty well stocked in almost every county I've been through. Even the small redneck counties have some pretty high speed equipment that they're getting from the military now, and they're not wanting for anything. We don't need layers upon layers upon layers of incorporated police agencies forcing contract law on people at the point of a gun.
You know, in St. Charles County, Missouri, was the most conservative county in Missouri during the Ron Paul campaigns. And they, you may remember the stories of the Republican caucus being shut down because the powers in the Republican Party realized they weren't going to win the votes, the delegate votes, and so they just shut the caucus down. And yeah, and so St. Charles County had put a bullseye on the people did. They had a bullseye on them, and then, you know, you might remember there was a story before Ferguson where where they were driving tanks through St. Charles County. It was a drill years ago. Yeah, and now since then, St. Charles County has eliminated the sheriff's department. It's all under the police department now. There's no more sheriff of St. Charles County, Missouri, because
that's not good. No matter how corrupt the sheriff was, it's still better than. It's not the way it should be. See, this is the scam. But you put somebody in the position of sheriff who's so corrupt that they'll do things that will lead the people to say, oh, dissolve the sheriff's department. Let's just have our local police. They'll be good Nazis. Sheriff was bad Nazi.
They should have got rid of the police department.
And replaced the sheriff with a constitutionalist.
Yeah. So, and that's going on around here. You know, now, you know, they're building all these justice centers now. That's the new regional police, you know. They're multi-jurisdictional. They're replacing your courthouse and your sheriff's department, and they're putting them all in one building. The court, the county cops, the state, and the feds are all in one building. You know, these big
awesome
monstrosities. They're like military-grade buildings, you know, like these big military fire departments
over. That's beautiful. Now we only have one place to go when we got to round them up, and guess what? Cut off their power and their food and their toilet, and they will, believe me, they'll come out with their tail between their legs within about 72 hours and submit for a lawful arrest and be incarcerated in the same cages they built for us. Oh, it'll be a glorious day.
And that justice center, where there will never be justice, it's not in the town square anymore like the courthouse. It's out in the industrial park next to the airport, so they can disappear your ass if they want to, right from the one building to put them right on the airplane.
Well, it's all for them, because they know when the end comes, and the end will come to all this. They know the people are going to come get them, and they're going to think they're going to hop on a plane and go where? I mean, who do they think they bought off, some third world dictator? They don't even want these scumbags. This is the last. This is it. They better have a way to get off the planet real quick, or they're going to be going to the prisons that they built for us. Eventually, this will happen. All the tyrannies eventually collapse. Unfortunately, there was always another place for it to go. From Rome, it went north into Europe. From Europe, it metastasized over into the British Isles and across the pond into the U.S. Then the U.S. back conglomerating with Europe again, and now they're on their way to the one world thing. But there's no place else to go after the U.S., because even after the Soviet Union and East Germany collapsed, those top communist players came here. there's not many more places they can go except hide in Bolivia and these other places. And I'm hearing that they're not going to be wanted there. Oh, they'll be wanted as fugitives, but they're not going to be wanted as friends and neighbors. Who wants pedophiles and Luciferians and idiots who put on a black robe and went up in front of the court and said, in God they trust, right behind their head, and then sits there and calls himself a judge, him or her, in the robe of a Luciferian with in God we trust right behind their head. How's that for the height of hypocrisy and the height of evil? And so I don't think they're going to, can tell you for a fact, no country in their right mind is going to take these people in. They're going to try to go down, they're going to try to make it happen here, or they're going to have to, I don't know, the ship's not going to go down if the people don't let it happen. Ultimately, it's up to us. Lori's right on that. It's up to the people. I don't blame the people entirely, because a whole bunch of us have been trying to fight this and right the ship before it sinks. But unfortunately, you know, we have secret societies that have infiltrated the government and the courts, and now we've got a lot of routing out to do. So hopefully it'll begin with this new directive from Sessions to get rid of, how many was it, 46 prosecutors? That's a good start.
That's great news.
I think the witch has got to go too, or the problem's not going to be solved.
Yeah, so the Justice Centers are a direct attack on the separation of powers doctrine. And in our county, of course, it's their motive is, we're going to have 200 jail cells now so we can rent them to the feds, you know, cause, like a hotel, you know. And they rent them out, and it's an income-producing thing for the county. But,
absolutely,
of course, that's not enough because they also want to raise our sales tax to pay for it.
They're doing the exact same thing here in Allegheny County, New York, identical.
Yeah.
To make the government bigger, we need more programs. They want to jack the sales tax by 1.5%, and the opposition's saying, oh, no, let's just do 1.25%. So what are they going to do, agree on 1.25%, and we're still screwed with the tax increase?
Yeah, and they're going to let us vote on the tax increase, but I guarantee you the Justice Center will be built no matter what.
Well, a lot of times, even if the community votes down, we had a situation up here where the community voted against the town, the garbage dump going in, and even in the face of the vote against the garbage dump, they came in and built it anyway, and the state police were stupid and evil enough to go out there and enforce it and make it happen. You want to talk about a garbage mentality. It's just bad. That's why I'm seeing so much destruction go on. There's not a lot of room in my, I want to see prison, best case, and property seizures against all these corporate thugs who enforce the tyranny upon us at the point of a gun, at the point of force.
Right. So I'm going to skip to track two just for a second. Jumping back to the prison in El Reno, 1975, February 28th, a prison guard who was just about to retire his throat was slashed in the chapel when he was the Muslim services in the chapel, and three Muslims cut his throat. So, you know, that's not a new development either.
Well, it seems to have been going on for quite a long time. If we had more time, I would read an excerpt out of American history where these Barbary pirates, well, I forget the, it's several different terms for them, but it was basically the corsairs and the Muslim ships off the coast of North Africa assaulting and sinking and stealing everything from the ships in that area. And I'm not saying that because they were Muslim they did that, but it seems to be a pattern of when that religion infiltrates the government. Like when any religion infiltrates the government, look at the problem we got with the vicars. I'm a lot more worried, actually, now about the vicars and the judicial vicars and the vicar generals and the undue, ungodly, disgusting pedophile protection network power they exercise over the surrogate courts. And I've watched them take people's kids. Judge Bartlett did it in Schoharie County, New York. He took the kids through CPS and immediately dished them over to the vicar general for examination. And the paperwork said the child will be examined by Catholic Charities. And who does Catholic Charities run by? The vicar general and the judicial vicar. So, I mean, they're even worse than the Muslims are. I know the Muslims are trying to set up their disgusting crap hole with Sharia law and all the other garbage and rape and all the self-centered, you know, tyrannical stuff that they put on people. They're no different from the Masons. And the connection between the Muslim Brotherhood and the Masons is intimate. I was looking at a picture of a goofball Mason in his fez, in his hat, with the Masonic symbol, and it had the scimitar and the crescent moon with the star. It looked exactly like the Muslim flag. The Islamic is, you know, with the crescent moon and the star and the sword. It was, the whole thing was identical. And it was so, I mean, it's not even, they don't even try to hide the fact that they're intimately related back centuries, if not millennium.
Yes, sir. And wasn't one actually born out of the other?
Yes, I would submit that the Masons are about the oldest of the cults. I mean, if you could go back to the, you know, in its modern application, kind of, let's say, in its modern phase, the Masons would be the oldest. I know there's all kinds of cults out of Sumeria, and you know, it goes back to the dawn of time. I mean, there's been that. But the modern application of the Masons, I would say, is about the oldest, biblical and forward, and that Islam was definitely born out of the Vatican Masons, who are also the Jesuits. The Jesuits are nothing more. The Jesuits are relatively new. The Masons have taken over the Jesuits, and that's what you're seeing. When you see Jesuits, you're seeing Freemasons. That's how they're hyped in many different forms. Lions Club International is one of them. They're almost identical. What are they doing having an international organization set up signs all around these little towns in upstate New York? Some of them, like Palmyra and Marion and Walworth, all say Masons, ancient, free, and accepted. There's a blue sign when you come into town, a metal road sign put up by the DOT. It says Masons run this town. And the same thing with the Lions Club International and all these other offshoot, you know, various organizations.
Right.
The bar is so heavily infiltrated by the Masonic lodges that the Inns of Court, which picks the law students, is made up of two inns and two temples, the Inner Temple and the Middle Temple. Look it up in the dictionary. And those are Masonic temples. Those aren't just, those not synagogues for Jewish people or Catholic churches or anything. Those are Masonic temples. And so anyway, well, you know, when I gave the list of Masons before, just who were actors, everybody from Roy Rogers to Will Rogers, from Buffalo Bill Cody to Richard Pryor, from Abbott and Costello to Laurel and Hardy. I mean, we're all about Masons. Walt Disney, all of them. And I'll tell you something very interesting that I heard from a Mason, that at their lodges they have a black and white checkerboard floor, and they have to dance around and make sure they don't step on those black squares, because the black squares represent evil and the white squares represent good. And the lunatics are dancing around all day on checkerboard floors, and when you go into a county office and you see the checkerboard motif, that's often a sign that there's Masons running that building and that government. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. And I got that's not something I dreamed up. That came right from a Mason, and I was told that at the courthouse. Yeah, who is it?
Okay. I wonder what that has to do with. Okay, give me two more. Give me another 90 seconds. I wonder what that reflects on checkerboard square Ralston Purina. But, you know, you can look on YouTube. Who was the Pope that died 15 years ago? Pope Paul?
Oh, was it John Paul?
John Paul. You can find his funeral on YouTube, and you will see that his coffin that they paraded around the, what do they call that, square out there at the Vatican, that it had that big elongated M on top of the coffin. M for Mason. So if anybody doubts what Eric's saying, look at that YouTube. Look up some videos of that funeral. Thanks for your time.
Well, anytime. Thanks for the call. That was excellent. You stimulated some great conversation there. Who do we have next? I think we got one more caller we're going to try to squeeze in before the night's over. Is this possible, Mike? Even in Kansas. Hey, buddy. How have you been?
Hey, I just wanted to add, I don't know what this Bacavera has been charged with, but if it's under the ACCA federal deal of armed career criminals, you know, and everything's for offenders, everything's done in months. TV, news, or whatever, they like to give years, but average, the average he may get is maybe 108 months, because he's obviously a career criminal, and I'm sure that's what they'll push for. The other thing I did want to say is, there is a gal, I heard this on another show, and if doing something is doing something, talking about it's doing nothing. And she and I never miss an opportunity to try to let these people know there's people out there watching them. And on the 15th of March, he was going to, she's promoting on March 15th a postcard shower into the White House with Donald Trump, of which support for him, but at the same time, you can always add, gee, what about these guys? What about this guy? What about the Patriots, like you've all been talking about? And I can come back on Monday or whatever and add to this, but like I said, I never miss an opportunity. And people say, well, what's this going to do? I say, what are you doing now? Well, nothing.
Everything makes a difference. It's You're very difficult right. to identify outcomes.
So,
before something is even attempted.
They ain't going to work. Really? If the people that say that have never produced a thing in their life, I guarantee
it. It's called the defeatist attitude, and we
absolutely have to
as much effort as we can. Every little action creates an effect that will benefit freedom. You don't never know where that seed that you plant is going to go into the mind.
Look at all the turmoil that's going on with this and WikiLeaks and things like this that are being let out. And there are people on the inside that are doing this. When we get people more on the inside of these police departments and stuff like that, and that will happen, there'll be more stuff released on a local level.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say that basically go out and buy some postcards. Might get one of those tourist cards that says, gee, Kansas on the front, you know, land of wheat or whatever like this. So your state's on it or whatever postcards you want to get. But if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to just say the address, if I could.
Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. It's President Donald J. Trump, 1600, again, that's 1600, Pennsylvania Avenue, and then Northwest, NW. This is Washington, D.C., 20500. And the 62 million people voted for Trump. Okay, maybe people expect him to do everything, but all he's done is landed on the beach and gotten to the dry sand, folks. He needs some support. And for me, personally, if he's waiting for the American people to rise up or whatever like that, I think he's asking an awful lot from what I've seen in the past. But this is the moment. This is the proverbial moment of truth. And I'm going to be sending them in. Like I say, I never miss an opportunity to let these people know. And what scares them the most is the fact there's numbers out there. And what we're not doing is putting up the numbers.
Yep. Well, people need to get involved. Great call, Steve. Thank you so much. Check in with us next week. That's a great idea. Send them a postcard. Send them a letter. Tell them to tell, dear Mr. President, we will support you if you do the right thing. Stop the persecution immediately until the Patriot persecution at home stops. We have no business talking about anything else overseas. If our house ain't in order, then we're not going to be able to help anybody else with any type of standing.
Just say on there, we support you. We want you to know about, like a postcard, you're limited to very few words, but usually short's better. Simple is more. And
it is,
talk
about
these.
Yep.
So,
good
anyway,
point.
Thanks
Excellent.
For taking
We're
my call.
We're up against the end of the show. Anytime, Steve, okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank
thanks
you
to
very
all
much.
Our callers. Thanks to Texas
Thank
Lori.
You.
Thanks to Chris in Las Vegas. We appreciate y'all staying with us here on Resurrect the Republic. Not Resurrect the Democracy, but Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. We'll see you next week on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.